Zane, when we talked on Tuesday, you told me that you hoped you didn't play this season because that would be good news for the Flames. But you got into game 82. Now you've had a couple days to digest it. How do you feel about your NHL debut?
Yeah, it was awesome. So much fun. Like, that's all I've said for the last couple days. And whenever anyone's asked me, that's the go-to word is just fun. I mean, being around that group of guys has been unreal. And the culture in the room, I mean, just being around it for 2 weeks, there's no better people in hockey than those guys.
How much progress do you think you made from when you played in the preseason to when you made your regular season debut?
A lot. I took huge steps, and, you know, I wasn't comfortable in preseason, and might have been from a shortened summer or not having enough training or all those things, but I felt right from the hop comfortable, and, you know, I was really surprised with that. I thought I might be a little nervous heading into that game, but, you know, I took a lot of strides this year and put on a lot of muscle, and I just felt comfortable right away.
How much did your phone blow up? Like, how many did you have waiting with you on the plane?
Well, the plane Wi-Fi is not very good, so I couldn't respond. But I think, like, I was glued to my phone the whole, like, bus ride to the airport, and I don't think I took, like, a second off it because I was just responding to texts the whole time.
It seems pretty obvious that there's not a ton of point in you going back to junior next year. You're going to be too young to play in the NHL. What over the last week and change has sort of shown you that you're ready to be here in the NHL full-time next year?
Yeah, just felt comfortable around the guys. Like, I felt confident the whole time I've been here. Maybe first skate I was a little nervous to see where I'm at, or you know, I felt good out there the whole time though, and you know, I'm looking forward to a really big summer for me, and I got to put in a lot of work. I still got a long ways to go to make this team next year, and the culture that's here, it's unreal. So looking forward to a big summer for sure.
Ask about the summer, because last summer, like, was busy for you. Like, and I know you weren't going to make excuses, but I'm sure it affected your preparations for the year. How different will this summer be?
Yeah, so much different. I mean, I'll find out what I'm doing here in the next, I guess, 30 minutes or so. But this summer, I think I was home for 2.5 weeks last summer, so it won't even compare. And the amount of work I have to put in, though, it's going to be a heavy load to come back and try and make this team next year, but I'm really excited for it.
As the young guy at the start of your journey really here, and when you look around and what you've seen over the last couple of weeks, what excites you about this organization and what's in place already moving forward?
The culture. I mean, I've said it three or four times already, but, you know, we were talking about it last night, and you know, went out and spent some time with the guys yesterday, pretty much all day, and you know, everyone was chatting with me, and I was getting to know everyone. And towards the end of the day, I mean, Weezy pulled me in, and we might have chatted for like 3 hours. So that speaks wonder to the kind of character that obviously he has, and you know, obviously the guys have here. So you know, it kind of makes me feel so happy, I guess, because you don't know what to expect going into an NHL locker room, but the way those guys kind of treated me, it's there's no better feeling than that.
It's not what Pearls did.
You said that you know, find out in the next 30 minutes or so. Is that about the American League and whether you'll go down there? Or?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, to be honest. So I'll find out soon. I don't know what I'm allowed to answer. So I just don't want to get in trouble again.
Good call.
What's what Pearls did McKenzie share with you, Zane?
Just talked about what it's like. I mean, we talked about everything for 3 or 4 hours, and you know, he was giving me shit. Sorry, he was giving me crap because I don't own a pair of jeans, so Weezy and I showed up team dinner in like these Lulu ABC joggers, and Weezy and Vax have been giving it to me for the last like 3-4 days. But he was giving me crap about that. But other than that, like, we talked about like the culture here, and you know, just like the way you guys do things in the NHL and how things are, and you know, I know I was, it was probably 3-4 hours and I was pretty tired, but I learned a lot from him.
I asked this because I'm wearing jeans. Are jeans an old person thing?
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, no, no. The boys, I mean, it's a, I think it's an NHL thing. I learned that. That's the biggest takeaway, I guess, in my last 2 weeks here, that I got to go buy a pair of jeans. So I'm going to go on the next, like, couple hours to the mall and figure that out. Pardon me?
Do you have cowboy boots yet?
No, no. No, Wiggsy said he'll take me shopping, though.
To have, like, to have played a game, to have scored a goal, what does it create most in you? Like, does it create belief? Does it create motivation to do it again? What's the sort of biggest thing you'll take from that experience Thursday?
I mean, it's my first NHL game. Like, I just tried to soak it all in and kind of enjoy the moment, enjoy the process. And, you know, I tried to stay out as long as I could on that ice. And, you know, I don't think... I think the biggest thing I'll take is just how, or that I could play here. Like, I feel like I belong, and although I got a lot of work to do this summer, like, I feel like hopefully I'll put myself in a really good spot that when I come back next fall, I'll be really pushing to make the team.
I know the game's a big thing, and that's a big moment for you, but just being around the team, getting to know the habits, the practices, talking to coaches on a daily basis, how important was that for you here too, yeah, aside from just the one game you got into?
Yeah, the 2 weeks, it's been, I don't know if invaluable is the right word, but it's been the best thing for me. I mean, it was probably one of the best decisions, I didn't make it, but yeah. Probably one of the best things that's happened to me this year. And being around the guys for the last 2 weeks has just been, it's been unreal. And the amount of that I've learned in the 2 weeks, it's a lot, and for a short time, like, I didn't think I could learn that much, but yeah. I learned a lot.
For those of us who were watching from afar, like, in the OHL, Misa, Battaglia, Henry Muse, like, it felt like a lot of the guys who are going to be sort of your class coming up with had really, really good seasons this year. How exciting is it looking around and seeing all the young talent?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, those guys had really good years, and you know, every time we were playing each other this year, we were going at it and giving each other extra shots. But it was so much fun getting to watch those guys. And I think Batesy's still playing over there in Kingston. So they're going to make a deep run. I think they're my pick to come out of the East. But I guess we'll see what happens there. But, you know, there's so much talent in that league especially. And I'm glad they're all Flames draft picks.
You have to do during the off season. What does that look like? What are you going to be focused on?
Everything. I got to put on a lot of weight, a lot of muscle. So hopefully come back around 193-ish. And but you know, I got to take some time off too. I mean, I've been going at it for 2 years straight since the Hlinka. So it's been a nonstop kind of train here, and a little bit of a grind for me over the last 2 years. But you know, I got a lot of work to put in.
Is your plan to stay here, or are you heading home, or a bit of both?
I'll figure it out. I mean, I think I just got to kind of settle down for a bit and you know, plan that. But I'm for sure going to take some time at home and work with my trainers there.
You've mentioned a few times how overwhelmed and disappointing you were with the training camp and preseason. How'd you get past that? Who'd you lean on, or how'd you get through maybe the first that disappointment there?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it took a toll on the season I had. You know, I started really slow, and that might have been a big part of it, but, you know, I think that was the best thing for me and kind of the best motivation for me to come back and kind of prove myself again. But, you know, that was a tough thing to get over for sure. I was really overwhelmed and disappointed at camp, and you kind of start to doubt yourself there, so... took some time away from the rink when I got back to Saginaw and just kind of tried to get away from hockey for a little bit there.